From feature story news in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The United Nations General Assembly has approved a vote upholding Ukraine's territorial integrity and condemning Russia's actions in Ukraine. The vote, though, has no enforceable power and is therefore seen as largely symbolic. Nick Harper reports from the United Nations in New York.
An overwhelming majority of member states voted in favor of the draft resolution. It's the first time that the General Assembly has met to discuss the issue of Ukraine, and although it won't lead to any concrete action, it symbolically shows just how isolated Russia has become, as well as acting as a very public historical record of what the member states think of Russia's actions.
Former Ukrainian Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko has announced she plans to run for the country's presidency in May. The former premier was released from prison in February, following 3 years in jail on corruption charges. Supporters of Ms. Tymoshenko say her charges were politically motivated. Meanwhile, the International Monetary Fund has pledged to provide up to $18 billion U.S. dollars in bailout loans to Ukraine over 2 years. However, officials say the country must do its part by taking tough measures to reform Ukraine's economy. Speaking at a joint news conference with Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi during a visit to Rome on Thursday, U.S. President Barack Obama called the IMF's decision a big step forward. The president also expressed his support for American financial aid, pointing towards a $1 billion assistance bill which was passed easily by the U.S. Congress on Thursday. Mr. Obama urged Ukraine's leaders to move towards reforms and leave past corruption behind.
And Ukraine's leaders can show considerable courage and foresight by making the reforms that will help them grow their economy, leave behind the corruption of the past. And today I want to call on the United States Congress to make sure that the United States does its part with an economic assistance package that helps support the Ukrainian people as they move forward.
While President Obama was in Rome, he also met with Pope Francis for the first time, which he called a great honor. The president has invited the Pope to visit the U.S. next year. Kate Fisher reports from Washington.
The Vatican says the Pope and President discussed issues including freedom of religion, immigration reform, and ending human trafficking.
I was extremely moved by his insights about the importance of us all having a moral perspective on world problems, not simply thinking in terms of our own narrow self-interests.
President Obama presented Pope Francis with a custom-made seed chest featuring a variety of fruit and vegetable seeds used in the White House's garden. The Pope gave the President a papal letter known as an encyclical, which President Obama said he would read in the Oval Office to calm him down when he got frustrated.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. Around 90 people remain missing as search and rescue operations continue following the deadly mudslide in the U.S. state of Washington. The confirmed death toll has now risen to 25. Authorities say they expect the number of dead to increase as crews are having difficulty getting through the mud to recover bodies. Chinese President Xi Jinping is winding up a 3-day tour of France, where the two countries have been marking half a century of relations. A large business delegation is traveling with President Xi, and so far around $25 billion U.S. dollars worth of trade deals have been announced. As FSN's Ollie Barrett reports from Paris, France is keen to balance its trade deficit with the world's second-largest economy.
French President François Hollande insists these are all significant deals, these are huge numbers, and that they will bring growth prospects and a more healthy employment rate for many years to come for France. Certainly, the French also feel that they can offer something to the Chinese as well. They believe that France is a perfect route into the European economy for Chinese companies.
And in the U.S., President Obama is announcing that he wants the U.S. government out of the business of storing telecommunications data for intelligence purposes. The storage of telephone metadata by the National Security Agency was first revealed in documents from fugitive whistleblower Edward Snowden. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff reports.
U.S. President Barack Obama has simply decided that the American government should not retain telecommunications metadata in bulk. Instead, he wants that information to remain with the telecommunications companies, and then the National Security Agency would need a court order to obtain that data pertaining to a specific phone number. Campaigners had protested the storing of vast amounts of information about which numbers made telephone calls and when, saying that violated Americans' privacy.
And that's the latest feature story news. Rebecca Foster reporting.